Far out in the uncharted backwaters of the unfashionable end of the western spiral arm of the galaxy lies a small, unregarded yellow sun.
The monk currently believed that the valley and everything in the valley and around it, including the monk itself and the monk's horse, was a uniform shade of pale pink.
Orbiting this at a distance of roughly 92 million miles is an utterly insignificant little blue-green planet whose ape-descended life forms are so amazingly primitive that they still think digital watches are a pretty neat idea.
We've been to Greece. Patmos, it was beautiful. I think Patmos is the most beautiful place in the whole world, except...
Yeah, I'm sure that was him. I only wasn't sure at first because in the picture, he's got his mouth closed.
And you're absolutely certain you didn't see anything else suspicious? Nothing that struck you as odd in any way at all?
No, like I said, it was just an ordinary custom on an ordinary night, just like any other night.
His whereabouts are, as of now, entirely his own business. I am his ex-secretary, and I intend to stay that way.
Just for the sake of argument, if I was suddenly to do this... Would anything strike you about that?
Well, yeah, I think you'd gone stark raving mad.
Good.
The more Susan waited, the more the doorbell didn't ring. Or the phone.
Hello, Michael. Yes, it's Susan. Susan Way. You said I should call you if I was free this evening, and I said I'd rather be dead in a ditch, remember? Well, I suddenly discovered that I am free, absolutely, completely, and utterly free, and there isn't a decent ditch for miles around. Make your move while you've got your chance, is my advice to you.
I was secretly of the opinion that this was one of the silliest.
I believe in harmony and understanding.
Here he goes again.
I am also having a problem with this valley, since I believe it and my horse...
You leave me out of this, buddy.
...are a uniform shade of pink.
What, pink?
And your predecessors. Well, a splendid fellow, of course. Splendid to a man. Remind me to tell you about this one. See that brick? Wordsworth was once sick on that brick. He's a great man.
If last night was an ordinary night just like any other night, then I'm a pimple on the bottom of the Marquess of Queensbury's aunt. We shall be requiring a statement later, Sam. Thank you for your time.
Their problem is, I suspect, that they have too many paper clips up their nose.
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency by Douglas Adams. Coming soon.